Armed with data on the unvaccinated, the Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency and Waipareira Trust are visiting some of Auckland's least vaccinated areas. Today, Checkpoint was there as they walked the streets of New Windsor and Mount Roskill, parts of which are lagging behind national Māori vaccination rates. Here's our reporter Nick Trubridge and cameraman Nick Munro.
There's a vaccination centre just down the road here. You want to get vaccinated? We've got vouchers here as well.
John Ormsby, a man with a megaphone on a mission.
No mai hara mai, come on down and get vaccinated.
While Aucklanders enjoy the relative freedoms of the red light, he's still out roaming the streets of the city's west.
Everyone that gets vaccinated today gets a voucher.
His mission, reaching the areas where vaccine uptake has lagged.
What we're doing is we're targeting the streets where there are predominantly Māori who aren't vaccinated.
Today, Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency and Waipareira Trust is camped in Valonia Reserve in New Windsor. Data released following a High Court stoush with the Ministry of Health telling them this is where they need to be. This is where vaccine rates need to lift.
We're looking at trying to get 53 through here today. So predominantly Māori, but as you can see behind me, there are a number of different ethnicities here. So as long as we can get people through here and get them vaccinated, and we're getting a number of first-timers too, that have first vaccinations, so we're dealing with the reluctant ones.
So John does his thing, stomping the footpath, leaning over front yard fences. He hits the skate park.
Trying to figure out if you've been two of them. Do you know when you're due for your booster?
Then the construction site.
No, we're all vaccinated on site.
Do you have to be vaccinated now?
Well, we just made our rule, we are.
Oh, okay. Choice.
The job is all about balance, inviting but not intruding.
Talk to us about the balance here, because you could go right up to people's doors, but is it a bit of a balancing act in terms of that and deciding to be in the area? How do you work that?
What I'm telling them is that we've got a vaccination site here right across the road and they can come across and be vaccinated if that's their wish.
So you're trying to approach in a subtle way without sort of alienating, I suppose.
Yes, yep. I think that's it. I believe that it would turn a lot of people off if we started to become so intrusive that we'd bang on doors and then demand that they come out and be vaccinated. That's not what we're trying to do.
Kia ora, Mount Roskill. It's Te Whānau Waipareira here. We're in Mount Roskill today at Valonia Reserve. No mai hara mai, come on down. We've got our fabulous vaccination crew here today.
And it's far from a one-man effort as John hands the megaphone to Sarah Thomas.
Why do you keep doing this?
Oh, I've got two young children and, you know, I want to ensure that they're safe. I want to ensure that my parents are safe up north. And I cannot wait to get through that border and to hug my parents. I really cannot wait. It's been far too long from seeing them every day when they were living in Auckland, so they're moving up north, and seeing them every week and not being able to see them during the week, only on the weekends. It's really, really hard. That's why I do this, just to get up to see my parents, for me personally, and protecting my babies. And, you know, our community. I want our community to be strong. I want our community to be safe and protected from whatever comes at us.
Then there's the reinforcements. Pfizer shots and chalk tops slowly draw the crowds. This chap's pulled up for a very timely, much-needed second jab.
I'm going to an ultrasound for my girl, and I can't go in if I don't get my second shot. It's in 1:15, so I wanted to get it so I can be a part of it.
Really? So you've come in here on the way to that appointment, so now you can say I've had my second shot, then you can go in?
Definitely, yeah. That's it, yeah.
How did you hear about these guys today?
I live across the road. So I just saw it, so I'm like, it's a perfect chance.
Locals continue wandering over from their front yards, those megaphone messages appearing to do the trick.
I'm just a few houses down and I heard her through my kitchen window, so yeah, she came down. I didn't know this was happening here today. I was watering my garden and then I heard them on the loudspeaker and I'm like, okay, do it.
Māori vaccination rates in some of these suburbs sit well below the national average of 68%. Wesley West is just around the corner. It's down at 61%. So while Auckland opens up, the job here is far from finished.